And the other thing I would just tell you, because I think that as oncologists, we sometimes forget about this, these patients develop non-ulcerative stomatitis. They develop sore mouths.
With both TKIs?
Right. That causes them difficulty eating and swallowing.
So pain.
Pain.
Redness?
There is inflammation, but it's not a rip-roaring mucositis that you would have associated with a cytotoxic agent.
I mean, is it a neuropathy?
It is not a neuropathy because it reverses very quickly.
So what do you do about it? Just, again, modify the dose.
Right, but remember that when you look at the total of toxicities, grade 3 and grade 4 toxicities for kidney cancer patients for these drugs, infrequent. But you can have many grade 1 and grade 2 toxicities that alter how a person feels day in and day out, and they still have to be managed.
Sounds really like a chronic disease model.
It is, and the other part of it which is unique for the oncologist is because many of us left our internal medicine behind a long time ago. We trained and then we trained, and now we have to go back and revisit antihypertensive therapy and how best to offer that. We have to revisit our dermatologic manifestations, and I'll tell the practicing oncologist, in my own experience, even at a comprehensive cancer center, we understand side effect management better than some of our subspecialty colleagues who are only seeing it for the first time. So although you might want to send off your dermatologic manifestations to a dermatologist to manage, we don't have a person like that at City of Hope at Northwestern, and we have to really figure out what's the first line of defense.